Once again, the Hastings Raiders football team is ranked number 9 in the state of Minnesota in 5A football for a second consecutive week, and the 2-0 Blue and Gold will take on the South St. Paul Packers at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field. The Packers at 0-2 after an opening week 44-14 loss at Holy Angels, and then fell short of Simley at home 17-12 just 1 week ago. As head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Thursday for our pregame interview, which you can hear in its entirety starting at 6:15 p.m. Friday night. He talks about the festivities at hand at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field this coming Friday night, which include Community Day and Tackle Cancer.
It is. It's going to be great to get back on the field, number one. It was so exciting to open the new surface, and of course the stadium itself has got the great tradition to it. And for us to get back to it, it's funny, but it almost seems like it's been 4 weeks since we last played down there. So our kids are super excited. And then, as you mentioned, you know, at the high school level, you only get 4 home games guaranteed, so literally every home game's got its own batch of festivities, and so certainly this one is a big one and a meaningful one. You know, we're going to have a great crowd and a big crowd and a very important event with the Tackle Cancer game itself and what that all means. As you talk about, we've all been impacted, so it should just be an awesome Friday night high school game where you've got all kinds of different festivities that are attached to that, and such a great kind of focal point for your community. I think that's so much about what makes high school football so special. You've got so few of those games, and every one of them does feel like kind of a big community event, and this one certainly is going to be that, and we're excited to be a part of it and excited to be back on Todd Field.
I asked Coach Strain how the Raiders can continue to build on this 2-0 start with that number 9 ranking in the state.
Well, just focus on us and make sure that we're excited about where we're at, but you know, also understand that we've got areas that we can zero in on and get even better, and I think that's whether you win or you lose, I think that's what you do each week, is you focus on what you're doing well, try to continue doing that, and try to do the best job that you can to find those areas that are understandable to your kids that you can improve upon and focus in on those. And we certainly feel like, to kind of paraphrase what you said, we were happy to survive week one with all of the festivities and fanfare around that. It was a great way to open the stadium. But then I thought we played much, much better in week two. And as you said, things clicked. I just think we were much better in week two. And I think you always hope as a coach that your team will grow from week one to week two. And I feel like we did that. For us now, it's about still finding what are those areas that are maybe still lingering out there that we need to improve upon and make sure we continue to work on those and try to be better here against the Packers.
I asked Coach Strain about something the Raiders have done very well as a team over the first two games that need to come into Friday to come away with that third win of the year.
Well, I suppose if I'm going to put kind of one thing and sort of encapsulate the whole team, I guess I would just kind of come back to execution. Probably be an easier question to answer if you talked about, hey, offensively, you know, what are you seeing that's positive? What do you still got to work on? And if you did that on each of the three phases, you'd have a little easier time. But when you talk kind of grand scheme, we've been pretty clean. We haven't had a lot of penalties. We haven't had too many issues in terms of, you know, getting the right 11 guys out on the field, getting lined up, executing, getting onto the right guys in the run game offensively, for example, or being gap accountable defensively, being responsible for our roles in special teams. I think for the most part, our kids have executed at a pretty high level, and I think certainly at a much higher level in week two than we did in week one. And if we continue to execute at a high level, you know, I think we got a chance to be a good football team. So if you're looking for one kind of concept for the whole team, I'd say we have executed at a pretty high level.
Defensively, the Raiders will have to stop the Packers' option style of offense, which will look a little bit different than past years.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think we'll see a little bit of a different South St. Paul team than we have in years past, just in terms of schematically this year. But still, they're almost a hybrid now of some of maybe what we do offensively, but also incorporating a little bit more of what they've traditionally done in terms of they'll do quite a bit of read run stuff where the quarterback still is a major factor, and they may in fact have it blocked up and designed to go one way to a back, and the quarterback may just pull it at any time. And so that incorporates some of that option type stuff that they've done in the past. You know, they grow their quarterbacks to read things very well, and that's what makes them hard to defend, and that'll be one of our challenges as well. So certainly from them, maybe the looks aren't going to be as exotic even as some of what we got from park, but still a little bit of really having to be careful against South St. Paul and making sure that we do execute and that we are assignment sure and responsible defensively, that if play starts away, we got to be great on the backside. If we're responsible for quarterback on certain looks, we got to make sure we do our job. And if we don't, they will sting us as they have in the past when they've been an option team and now a little bit more of a read run type team, that they still have that capability to hurt you if you're not sound.
That was head Hastings football coach Dana Strain. Once again, the Raiders will play their week 3 game Friday night right here on KDWA against the South St. Paul Packers. Community night, tackle cancer night, and much more. Pre-game show at 6:15, kickoff to follow at 7.